USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has relaxed some of its guidelines regarding social distancing in schools. On Friday, the CDC announced that it was changing its recommendation and that students should now keep 3 feet away from each other instead of the previously recommended 6, as long as those students are wearing masks. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's important that the social distancing recommendations are being revisited. He tells CNBC that as we learned more about how the virus was spread, it became clear that 6 feet wasn't as effective.
We implemented it early on based on an assumption that coronavirus was going to spread like influenza, and there had been some prior research that flu spread predominantly through droplets, and if you stayed 6 feet apart from people, it reduced droplet transmission. We've subsequently learned that COVID, coronavirus, is spreading through aerosols, not just droplets, so probably 6 feet isn't as effective as it would be if this was purely droplet transmission.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
2 days of talks between U.S. and Chinese officials in Anchorage, Alaska, ended Friday with no movement in relations between the two countries. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he was not surprised at the pushback he received when raising sensitive issues with the Chinese delegation, but told reporters there's a need for candid talks between the nations.
We certainly know and knew going in that there are a number of areas where we are fundamentally at odds, including China's actions in Xinjiang, with regard to Hong Kong, Tibet, increasingly Taiwan, as well as actions that it's taking in cyberspace.
The 10th summit was the first meeting between U.S. and Chinese officials since President Biden took office. The topic of China will likely be on the agenda when Secretary of State Blinken heads to Brussels next week for a summit with NATO leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It turns out February's bone-chilling cold set some frigid records. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S. North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending back a ton of data from the surface of Mars, and now it's sent back audio. Lance Pry has that story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Perseverance rover captured audio while driving on the surface of Mars's Jezero crater on Sol 16, or the 16th day of the NASA mission to the Red Planet. NASA says they have no idea what the scratching sounds are and are investigating. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.